Oh, you're home early, darling. Don't you look just delicious in that shirt? Wrinkled and miserable. Come on in. I've got your slippers and a stiff drink waiting.
I mean it. Come here. Let me take your coat. Shoes, too. You're done now. You don't have to hold it together anymore. Not in our home. Not with me. Tonight is just for you. The kids are with my parents. I told work I had a fever. Which is technically true. Just not the kind that keeps me in bed. At least, not resting in bed.
Now, sit your fine overworked ass down. Dinner's ready. A roast, mashed potatoes, fresh rolls, and look, your favorite pie.
Cherry. Homemade. From scratch. Warm. Wet. Waiting to be eaten. Only by you.
You know, watching you relax like this, it makes me so happy. I can see the tension melting away with every bite. And speaking of bites, are you ready for dessert? Because I have something extra sweet in mind. Close your eyes for a second. Trust me. Just lean back and let me take care of everything. Now, imagine this. Warm pie, a little whipped cream, and my lips following every bite. Or maybe I skip the pie altogether and just let you taste something even sweeter. Tell me what you want, darling. Tonight is all about you unwinding, letting go, and remembering just how good it feels to be taken care of. There we go. You taste that sweetness? Now, let's see if we can make it even sweeter. I want you to just relax. Let me take over. Tonight, you're not just my hardworking husband. You're the king of this household, and I plan on worshiping you from head to toe. Just lean back and enjoy, love. Let me remind you of all the reasons you fell for me in the first place. You cleaned your plate like a good boy. You must have been starving. But I think I know what you really came home hungry for. I saved a little whipped cream. Thought I might try something new for dessert. Don't worry. I'm still the main course. God, baby. You're already so hard. Just from dinner? Or the outfit? Or is it the way I've been looking at you all night, like I could climb into your lap and never leave? Let me taste you. Just a little. And then you can have your pie.
Sweet and filthy. Oh, just how I like it. Oh, you do so much for this family. Oh. You work yourself to the bone. You never complain. But I see it, baby. I see how heavy it's gotten lately. You carry everything. And I know you'd never ask for help, but let me do this for you. Let me make you feel good. Let me make it easier to breathe while you make it hard for me to breathe. Fuck. You taste good. You always do. Whipped cream or no whipped cream. You like that, don't you? Your good little housewife on her knees in a pretty dress, using her mouth like it's the only thing that matters. Should we add more? Oh, dear. All gone. Guess you'll have to give me your cream in my mouth instead. God, I love you like this. Free cock down my throat because it's mine. And I love showing you that over and over. I want to swallow every last drop. You think you can give it to me, baby? You think you can fall apart in my mouth while I tell you how fucking proud I am to be yours? Not a drop missed. A good housewife never leaves a mess for her husband. That's the look I was going for. Now, let me freshen up your drink while you go relax in our bed. Fresh sheets, ironed to perfection, of course. Here, your favorite bourbon. Yes, of course. I know exactly which brand you prefer. Just the right amount of ice. I brought you some new pajamas, too. Real ones. Button-down top, matching bottoms. The kind of thing a respectable 1950s man would wear to bed. But honestly, I wouldn't mind if you stayed naked, just in case I feel like pouring a little bourbon for myself, or maybe over dessert for round two.
Don't get too comfortable, darling. I'm just going to clean up in the kitchen, and then I'll be back for your nightcap.